from inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. If State Speaker Brian Egolf and the majority of Democrats in the Senate get their way, part of the 2021 state legislative session will be held in another location. State Representative Jim Townsend of Eddy County and the minority floor leader elaborates.
There was a proposal put out by Egolf and Senate leadership, and they had the idea the legislature not only being held at the Capitol, but part of the committee meetings would be held over at the Santa Fe Civic Center.
And Townsend added that,
you know, it just seems to be a mess. Wouldn't be open to the public.
The 60-day legislative session begins in January. The first virtual session of the 2020 Energyplex Conference begins today with oil and gas industry speakers, as well as Congressional District 2 elect Yvette Harrell. Missy Currier with the Lee County Development Corporation says if you missed today's live session, no problem.
I would encourage folks to go ahead and register. Again, it's free. And once you register, you'll be able to receive a link after the events have happened, and you can go back and watch it at your convenience.
For that link, log on to the corporation's website page. And today's session is from 1 to 3 p.m. Session number 2 of the Energyplex Conference is next Thursday, again, same time, 1 to 3 p.m. The Trump Integrity Train, in support of the president's efforts to investigate results from the election, is on Saturday. Jan Woolley, the organizer and a Chavez County Republican, has details.
It's coming Saturday on November 14th. It was my hope that it could be in interstate rather than intrastate, and that we could have several counties participate and then go into another state. And we're going to meet at the Eastern New Mexico Fairgrounds at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Then from there, we will go toward Tatum. And we're hoping that several from the Levington and Hobbs areas will come join us in Tate.
Again, the chain of the Trump Integrity Train begins in Roswell, 1 p.m. Saturday. Levington High senior Kaylee Vega signed a letter of intent on Wednesday to play softball at Division I Stephen F. Austin. She hopes the team will have a season this year after the COVID-19 cut short a potential banner-winning year last season.
I felt like our team, that was probably the best team we were going to have, and we are off to a really good start.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.